than I will be playing in, poorly at that. An unbelievably busy weekend in the world of sports and news, and we will get to all of it. Chris Kane will join me here at my broadcast location. Mark your calendars at the bottom of this hour. We'll be talking to the hitting coach for the University of Arkansas, Todd Butler. We look forward to that. Arkansas winning 2 out of 3 over the weekend against Texas A&M, including a 12-run outburst in Saturday's victory. After losing a close one on Friday, giving up a grand slam, Arkansas bounces back. Also be joined by Graham Gordy here at our broadcast location. Rectify is a new series that he and Ray McKinnon worked on together, and it debuts tonight on the Sundance Channel. Look forward to visiting with Graham here at Rebsman, the biggest star since David Basil ever to step foot in this place. So we look forward to visiting with Graham about that a little bit later in the show. Also, game balls and jock straps. And a lot of talk about what happened in Boston this weekend, which I have I don't know that anybody in America watched more coverage Friday of what went on in Boston and the hunt for the missing bomber than I did. I mean, I watched at great length on Friday, more than I'm not even proud to say how much I watched, but it was probably bordering on 8 to 10 hours. It was I found it so compelling I could not turn it off. As much as I wanted to, I just couldn't do it. It was just too darn compelling to me. And as soon as they shut down the search for the night, which was a strange move, I thought, at the time, they discovered the kid. And he was in a boat, one of the dumbest hiding maneuvers in the history of the world, second only to Ray Carruth hiding in a trunk back in the day, the convicted murderer from the Carolina Panthers. So anyway, it was a crazy weekend. One of the thoughts I had about this, and we'll take calls if you want in on it, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. One of the things that I started thinking about with this was the situation with the D.C. snipers a few years ago. You had the younger man in Malvo, and then Muhammad, the older shooter. And certainly there was some manipulation there. Both guys deserved plenty of blame, and there's plenty of blame to go around here as well. But I think the picture of a 26-year-old older brother who was probably somewhat idolized and looked up to by a younger brother manipulating a younger brother, that whole image of this is going to come into focus as we go on the next few days. That's my guess. We'll see. Now, I'm not in any way trying to diminish the culpability of a 19-year-old person. This is a grown man who certainly knew exactly what he was doing. But again, how you get from, you know, successful high school student and athlete to where these two guys got, I don't know. It's a sad thing. And you know, it's one more step in, as far as a wake-up call goes for America, because, you know, I guess anybody at any time. Scary stuff. But we'll talk about it. But they're certainly looking into it, and I guess the younger Sarnev brother is now talking to them by writing messages, so we'll give you some details. There are certainly plenty of hero stories to go around as well. One of the stories that, because the guy didn't die, that has been lost for some people because there was an MIT officer who was killed, but there was a Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority officer, a 33-year-old, who was shot and apparently got shot in the leg and lost nearly all of his blood. He is expected to recover, but he's still in critical condition at this point. Richard Donahue, 33 years old, of Woburn, Mass., shot in the leg and nearly bled to death, and fortunately was able to get transfusions and stay alive. But, I mean, that's a story that we'll hear more about. I still don't know all the details of how the MIT shooting went down. Don't know the details on how the officer, you know, what his exchange with the guys went, how that all took place. We'll get more details, I'm sure, as we go through this. But crazy week. The good thing is everybody's in custody, and I guess the one message they were able to get from the young bomber was that they weren't working in concert with anybody else. This was strictly a two-man misguided, you know, terrorist attack here domestically. So sad day, but certainly good to see Boston taking step one towards recovery. So we'll, if we get any more information on it today, and there may be some more information this morning, you know, officially getting all the charges and that kind of stuff that may come together today, we'll see. We are again at Rebsman Golf Course, if you're just tuning in, Buzz Golf Tournament, where we hold it every year. Brand new phone line. I don't know if you can, Big Baby, if you sense the new phone line smell, but boy,
I thought it sounded crisp today.
Bro, it's working like a champ, and over the last couple of years, we've just battled old phone lines down here. Wi-Fi service still blows down here on the river, but
phone cell phone signal.
Just saying.
It's still
great.
Somebody's
fault. It's just the way it is. Eric's here, my old buddy from Rebsman. How are you, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, good to be here today. I mean, this is far and away the best weather and the best phone that we've ever had for this tournament.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, everything went okay this morning?
Everything's great.
Did you have to rough anybody up?
I did, not yet.
Okay. Well, I hope you do.
Afternoon crowd, maybe.
Well, the fun thing is, this is one of those deals where you literally can justify every dollar you spend. It's not like one of those tournaments, which, again, they're all for good causes, typically, where you'll pay $1,000 or $2,500, and sometimes people may go, well, it's a lot of money, it's certainly for a great cause, I don't know. This is $50 a man, okay? We don't do this for anybody other than you, the listener. But at $50 a person, man or woman, you get two meals, a round of golf, all you can drink. I mean, it's sodas and waters. And if you want an adult beverage mixed in, they're fine. But, I mean, it is truly, if you sat down and thought about how much it would cost you to actually do this on your own, you couldn't do it for $50.
Not at all.
So this is a great way to come out ahead. This is strictly an opportunity for us to give back. So what's going on down here? I've not been down to play. I've been playing much, and I've been on a bum wheel the last few days. So
yeah, well, it's been a busy season so far. You know, we really hadn't officially got it kicked off yet, but we've been seeing it on the weekends a lot.
For many people, the Masters is the official start of the season, and for you guys, I would think the Buzz Tournament is the official start of the golf season.
Always, the Buzz Tournament is huge.
How's the course look?
Course is in great shape.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We've done a lot of work over the last few years, so it's really in good shape right now.
It looked pretty green when I was rolling in, so
it
that
is.
Was good. Well, it's a spectacular day for sure. We got the good thing is we keep it pretty full, but not ridiculously full where it's uncomfortable because you don't need that. That's no good. So what else you guys got coming up?
Well, we've got our Resmond Invitational City Championship May 25th to 26th. It's a 36-hole stroke play event, ASGA event.
That means I got a month to get my game right.
That's right. Yeah, you can register here at Resmond Golf Course. All the information is on our website at cityoflittlerock.org.
What's the cost of paying this thing?
It's $50 if you just want to play in the city championship, residents of Pulaski County. It's $100 for the resident invitational. And, of course, $150 if you want to play in both of them. Every golfer that registers in both the city and the invitational will receive a brand-new pair of golf shoes at registration.
Speaking of being able to justify every dime, that's
exactly,
a heck of a deal.
Yeah, the golf shoes alone probably worth $50.
So two rounds of golf and a pair of golf shoes for $150?
Yes, sir.
That's a good deal.
Yes, sir.
I've never been in an ASGA event. My former co-host and I talked about doing that on occasion. He always was like, oh, you know, you have to play by the rules and all that. And I'm like, I play by the rules all the time now. I don't know what that would be different about. But it would be fun to be in a tournament like that and just see how badly I could do.
Yeah, it's good. It's good experience, you know. You know, if you're an avid golfer, it's something that you'd probably want to play in.
What's your handicap?
Well, I'm probably roughly around an 8 right now.
Are you
I
really?
Haven't played a lot, so I'm going to play this afternoon in the afternoon flight.
Are
look
you?
Forward to it, yeah.
That's the first time you ever played in the tournament?
In the Buzz, yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, there's Trey Schaap of our staff. Trey is partway through his round. Let me see if I can get him over here. Hey, Schaap, come here. How about a mid-round report from the morning team, by the way? Do you want to wish your co-host a happy birthday officially, Matt Jones.
Yeah, 30.
Wow, it's a big one, too. I didn't know.
Big 3-0.
Didn't realize that.
Yep.
So how's the course?
It's in good shape. It's probably in the best shape I've ever seen it.
How many holes have you played?
9.
And what are you?
8.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's
two eagles.
That's two eagles? Okay, that's good. I figured usually 20 under, 21 or 22, something stupid wins it.
Maybe we shouldn't say that because there might be some people out there pencil whipping right now.
I'm guessing that nobody's probably listening right now.
Okay, we're 13 under.
There you go. I like that. Two eagles already.
Yep.
What did you eagle?
2 and 8.
2 and 8. Yeah, 2's usually eagleable. Okay. Last time I actually played here, I hit that green in 2, and then I 4-putted. 8.
I didn't 4-putt.
8's a hard one to reach, typically.
Depends on the wind.
It depends on whether Trey is playing in your group.
Yeah, I think we had 215.
Wow, somebody mashed one. Yes, yeah. You did. Yeah, that's what I do. Are you playing in the ASG event here?
Yes, I haven't signed up yet, but I plan on it.
I'd like to play in it,
depends
too.
On if I get back from Hoover in time.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that Dave Van Horn probably doesn't want to be there too long anyway. So.
No, he'd rather just go down there, win a couple games, than get to Omaha.
Did you watch any of the baseball this weekend?
I didn't get to watch it. I listened to a lot of it. What concerns me is, obviously, the bullpen on Friday kind of let them down with the grand slam.
That sucks.
But the fact that they still won the series, came back and won the series, is good. They won Saturday very convincingly. So if they could get the timely hits, which they haven't been able to get yet, then I think they're going to be just fine.
We're actually going to have Todd Butler call in here in a minute. We'll talk about their hitting woes. It is amazing how they go feast and famine, though. This team has been really strange. So, I mean, they get no hit earlier in the
down.
Week. Yeah, no hit earlier in the week, and they scored 12 runs on Saturday.
Right.
But anyway, red-white game two. I don't think a lot of significant things came out of that other than maybe the best running back on campus, maybe a walk-on.
Yeah, they need some running backs. They're not very good there.
There's a pretty good kid coming from Florida, I heard. So
he's good. But you would like to have someone there on campus right now.
I don't have all the numbers in
front
of me.
Not relying on a freshman.
I didn't see what Jonathan Williams' numbers
are. We're on the tee. Got to go.
Hey, go. Good luck. It's Trey Schaap of our staff. Stay tuned for overtime coming up after this. And, of course, our tournament today brought to you by the Carroll Mortgage Group. It's a company that I have they miraculously worked a couple of mortgages for me over the years. Not easy. A little iffy in that whole credit report thing. TCMGI.com. Call 228-9797. 228-9797. Locally owned and operated. Underwriting done in-house. Your loan from start to finish. It never leaves their office. It's the Carroll Mortgage Group. They are our presenting sponsor today of the Buzz Golf Tournament. We certainly appreciate Big Jim, Little Jim, and the whole crew over there at the Carroll Mortgage Group. So would you stack your team up, Eric?
I'm not going to have to say that.
Well, you don't have to say it, but
we'll see how it goes. I've got a couple.
You don't have a lot of confidence in your teammates.
I've got a couple ringers.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, everybody does. I'm going to guess. I think typically, honestly, it's like 21 under. It's something just ridiculous. I mean, if you have to shoot more than 18 under to win a tournament, it's incredible.
You got to watch out for those ones hiding behind the trees by the scoreboard.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what the number is.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't just – if you're going to do that, if you're going to cheat, why not just write a number down? Why worry about what everybody else – I mean, because my thing is if you write down 21 and you don't win – I mean, really?
Well, you know, we're all here to have fun, so.
Theoretically. Well, it's the Buzz Golf. It's not like you're playing for $1 million either. If there's one tournament where you should play straight up, it's this one, because I think you win like a ham sandwich. We're not playing for big prizes here.
That's right.
Really just for bragging rights and an excuse not to go to work. And we did give you perfect weather, so I hope everybody will play on the up and up.
Beautiful day out.
Did you watch any NBA playoffs this weekend?
I didn't.
Well, let me tell you something. There were some bad blowouts this weekend, which I thought was pretty interesting, but if you are James Harden today, you've got to be wondering, what did I do? Dear Lord, what did I do? Why did I go to Houston? Yesterday, Oklahoma City, which we know is one of the top, for sure, two teams in the West, beat Houston by 29 points. 29 points in a single game. 29. Unbelievable. It's ridiculous. There were some closer games. Pacers beat the Hawks 107-90. And that was an impressive performance. The Spurs knocking off the Lakers. Kobe Bryant following closely by Twitter. We'll have comments from Coach D'Antoni coming up. Heat rolled to victory 110-87 over the Bucks, who were yapping before the game. Bad move. And the Thunder, as I mentioned, 29-point win over the Rockets. On Saturday, the Clippers knocked off the Grizzlies convincingly. Nets smashed the Bulls, which was not as close a game as I expected. The Bulls outscored the Nets by 10 points in the fourth quarter and still lost 106-89.
Wow.
Nuggets and Warriors, that was the best game of the weekend. Nuggets beat the Warriors by 2 points, 97-95. Andre Miller, I did not realize, has played like, it's like his 14th year in the league, which is hard to believe. I cannot believe he's been out of school that long. He had a great game, 28 points, 11-16 from the floor. The Knicks knock off the Celtics in game one. There was a lot of hugging, loving, and passing along support for Boston this weekend, but not from the Knicks or their fans as the Knicks knock them off in game one. We do have some basketball games for the people competing today and for everyone else to enjoy tonight. You get a couple of games, Nets and Bulls game two, and Clippers and Grizzlies. And actually, just about anybody with Arkansas ties got into the highlight reel this week. So we just got a few minutes left in this segment. I'll tell you what, Big Baby, if we can, let's just roll through these and talk about some of the guys who were involved in the victories this weekend. This is the precursor to the start of the series. This is James Harden, the former Oklahoma City Thunder guard, now a member of the Houston Rockets, talking about getting ready to play his former team.
They do their homework. They've done a good job of knowing their personnel and their plays as well. So, you know, whenever I have an input or can, you know, give a little bit more advice or detail, I'll throw my two cents in. But coaches have done a pretty good job so far.
Have they? They did pretty good. Did they do a great job? Did they do an awesome job scouting Oklahoma City? Great job preparing the team and getting you guys focused and ready to play. Really good job getting all the matchups right and, you know, calling the proper sets, doing everything you needed to do to win the game. Or did you get beat by 29 points and you guys did a miserable job across the board? Maybe that's what it was. Derek Fisher was banging down threes. Derek Fisher is 108 years old. Derek Fisher making the highlight reel as part of a 29-point win by the Thunder.
Cross court swing right to Fisher. Dancing on the bounce. Arcs a three over Lynn. It looks good. It is. Get it. Fisher dialed in. A 17-year veteran. Thinking six championship. Wearing the number six on his chest, in fact. He's nailed three threes tonight, and the crowd loving it. Jones has it inbound. It's official. Thunder 120. The Rockets 91 in game one. OKC, the defending Western Conference champion, 10 on bringing it defensively. Get your stat.
One of the highlights for the Rockets, and there weren't many, was a former Razorback getting in the mix, actually. Patrick Beverley. So this is the only highlight I saw on the reel. But anyway, Patrick Beverley did have a highlight for Houston.
Lynn by Cephalosha off of the right wing. Beverley for three on the tie. There it is. Rockets from 13 down have come back to tie the game at 38.
Just think about it. If he had hit 10 more of those, they would have won the game by one. If he would hit 10 more threes, the Rockets could have beaten the Thunder by 1 point. That would have been awesome. But he didn't hit 10 more threes. Chris Kane joining us here at our broadcast location, just pushing buttons and turning knobs.
I'm just trying to turn the volume down. I don't know who was deaf that
David
was using
Basil.
This mic. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Baz is deaf.
He's deaf.
Remarkable. He's taking a lot of shots to the head. Okay, so we just talked about Rockets and Thunder, not close.
Yeah.
Not even competitive. 29-point victory. But there were a couple of good games this weekend. One of the best games of the weekend, I have to give a game ball on this Monday to Paul George. Paul George had a big night the other night. I don't know if you saw. Paul George for the Pacers? Probably didn't see.
No.
What did he do, Big Baby?
I was going to let you talk about it.
Well, Big Baby, if you get double digits in three different categories, what do you get?
Messed around and got a triple-double.
That's exactly right. Paul George messed around and got a triple-double. It is only the second one in franchise history. I don't know who got the other one.
Really?
Didn't stick around long enough to listen for that. But so the Pacers win 107-90. And big victory by them over the Hawks. As far as the game that a lot of people were looking towards to see if they could be competitive, and I actually heard Mike and Mike debating this morning, and we'll finish on this, and then we'll come back to some of these other games later. There was a debate this morning on Mike and Mike about whether this is going to be competitive or not, or if the Spurs are just way too good for the Lakers to even make it interesting. Mike Greenberg, who I normally disagree with, I usually go with the chubby buffoon, Mike Golic.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one, I actually was on board with Greenberg. Greenberg made the argument this morning that, look, Ginobili went insane.
Yeah.
Okay. Parker didn't have a great game, but Parker's not 100%. He's hobbled. He's not going to be 100%.
Ginobili's never 100%, though.
Tim Duncan looked like he'd turned back the clock 10 years. So they did a lot of things right. Meanwhile, Nash was okay. Nash had 16 points. The inside play was okay. They probably didn't go to it enough. I don't think the Spurs can play any better, and they won by 12 points. Defensively, the Lakers did pretty well overall. They held the Spurs under 40% in the game. So defensively, I would think they got to be pretty happy. So my thing is, Ginobili's not going to go crazy like that again. They may not shoot that poorly again as a team, but I think this is going to be a very competitive series.
I think
without
so too.
Kobe.
Well, when you look down low, Tim Duncan, you're right. I mean, he looked like he turned the clock back. But with Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol, how do you not go down low every single possession?
Yeah, I mean, what are you worried about? Matt Bonner blocking your shot?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's just the redhead that can hit threes all day.
Yeah, and he did hit a couple.
He did. He hit some big ones. They call him the Red Mamba. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter.
I've not.
Hashtag Red Mamba. Yeah, that's Kobe funny. Liked it. Speaking of that, Kobe, active tweeter during the game. I love that. I think it's great. Mike D'Antoni, not so much.
That's true. Here's a highlight or two from the game. I guess it was yesterday, 91-79, Spurs win it.
Gary Neal gets the inbounds pass, and the Spurs will be able to dribble it out. This ball game is over. The San Antonio Spurs take a 1-0 lead in this first-round series. The final score in Game 1, Spurs 91, Lakers 79.
And Ginobili was very good. I think he scored, I want to say, like 19 points, 18 points in 17 minutes. Something ridiculous. I don't have all the
I mean,
stats
is that too ridiculous for him, though? I mean, the playoffs, he always
well,
shows
yeah,
up.
Well, yeah, to score more than 1 point a minute, that's pretty impressive. I don't care who you are. Now, of course, he's coming off an injury,
yeah.
So he didn't play heavy minutes.
He always comes off an injury.
That's true. Here is Mike D'Antoni talking about Kobe Bryant being very active. And what you can't see here, but you can almost hear it, is him rolling his eyes. It's there's some issues there.
Friction.
There's some lack of respect from Kobe towards D'Antoni, and there is obviously a little bit of that return in the comments like this.
It's not an excuse. We have enough. And, again, I thought we had good shots. We got to knock them down, especially in the first half. I just thought that was the difference. And then we're turning the ball over too many times. Because if you don't hit shots, that shots, then we're forcing inside. And it's just not a smooth balance in between the two. Got to give San Antonio credit.
Kobe tweeted throughout the game, and he was tweeting, get the ball inside, get the ball inside. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would think so. It's great to have that commentary.
Oh, that's fine. He's a fan right now. You guys put a little bit more importance on that kind of fan, but he's a fan, and he gets excited, and I'm sure he wants to be part of it, which I don't blame him, so it's good.
You want a fan?
Slap in the face.
A fan?
Slap in the face.
He called Kobe Bryant a fan. Didn't even call him a teammate or part of this team. No, a fan. And Kobe tweeted, a fan? Really?
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah, he said it on Twitter. Oh, yeah. I think he was taken aback.
That's pretty weak on D'Antoni's part.
I think D'Antoni's on his way out, and he just doesn't
care.
Could
not agree more.
Does not care what he says.
Later in the show, we'll talk about one of the an interesting critic of the hire of D'Antoni coming out today. Devout Lakers fan. Speaking of, there's another devout Lakers fan celebrating a birthday today, Jack Nicholson. He's the sort of the premier Lakers fan.
He's a staple on the floor.
Staple at the Staples Center. I like what you did there.
Boom.
It's beautiful. So we're going to be playing some clips from Jack Nicholson's movies throughout the show today to celebrate Big Jack. I don't know how old he is today, but I'm sure it'll all be up in
he's up there.
Celebrity trivia, or birthday trivia later as part of our entertainment report.
One I'll get right.
Yeah. Well, you'll know whose birthday
it is.
You may not know how old he is yet.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrities, Todd Butler is the U of A hitting coach. We haven't even gotten into the red-white game over the weekend. We need to talk about that
yes,
as well.
We do.
51,000 plus, which is pretty good unless you compare it to Auburn, Alabama, and a number of other schools in the SEC.
Or if you compare it to some other schools in the SEC that didn't even break 30,000.
Okay.
So, both ways.
Your cup's half full. I like that, Chris.
I'm always half full.
Good for you. All right, we're going to talk more about all that coming up. Todd Butler, U of A hitting coach, after the break. Stay with us in the zone from the Buzz.